I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Francophones fabricate flyers and prepare placards in protest of the Montreal Canadiens' Anglophonic interim head coach. But first, LSU will face Alabama in Monday's BCS title game. Everybody's calling it the biggest college game of the season, except for those who feel that it won't be. Here to help us sort all that out is John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The Crimson Tide's sole loss of the season came courtesy of undefeated LSU, which beat Alabama 9-6 back on November 5th. Are we going to see a repeat of that game?
Boy, I think it should be a tight game. The question is whether there'll be a touchdown. You know, based on what we saw in Tuscaloosa a couple of months ago, you would have to think it'll be a defensive struggle, but whether it ends up being overtime and decided on field goals, I don't know. I kind of think that there'll be a few touchdowns. You know, these teams haven't played. I guess it's been about 5 weeks since LSU's played, 6 weeks since Alabama's played. And that time off tends to make you a little bit sloppy. And if you're sloppy, you turn the ball over. And if there's turnovers, then there's more likely to, I think, be a few touchdowns.
For listeners who haven't been paying nearly enough attention, give us one player on each side worth keeping an eye on.
Well, for Alabama, it's probably quarterback A.J. McCarron. You know, just so much of their ability to score points is going to be dependent upon him, and he's a young guy, and how's he going to respond to the pressure of playing in a title game, and is he going to be able to, you know, make some big plays and avoid. I think avoiding mistakes is equally important. For LSU, boy, you could also make the case their quarterbacks, and they've got two of them, are going to be real important. Their defensive star, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathews, is going to be big. He could end up changing the game with a punt return. You know, he that's what happened in the SEC championship against Georgia. He kind of changed the game by returning a punt for a touchdown, and I think he'll probably have a say in how the game turns out.
Wednesday's Orange Bowl game didn't have any effect on the BCS title, but it did have a lot of points. West Virginia beat Clemson by 70-33. They set an Orange Bowl record in doing so. Are the players for those two teams hoping the Canadian Football League was watching?
Good question. You know, it was interesting, just the backdrop of that game, because it was West Virginia's moving into the Big 12 Conference next year. And so in a way, it was a chance for them to show the Big 12, hey, we're coming in here to compete with you, because the Big East is not seen as a strong conference, and I think West Virginia really relished the chance to be on the national stage and kind of say goodbye to the Big East and say hello to the Big 12.
There will be two bowl games before Monday's championship tilt. Is there any point in talking about today's BBVA Compass Bowl or tomorrow's GoDaddy.com Bowl?
No.
Short answer.
You know, there's 35 bowl games, so there's 70 teams are participating in bowls, and there's 120 teams in major college football. And so, you know, of the 35 games, a bunch of them have been real exciting, but the majority of them are very forgettable.
Okay, John, I can't let you go without giving us a prediction about Monday's BCS title game. LSU or Alabama on top?
Boy, I like LSU. In addition to being really talented, they've just got something special about them this year. You look at who they've beaten and where they've beaten those teams, and they have answered every challenge. They've had one of the best regular seasons in college football history, and I think they're gonna put an exclamation point on it.
John Wilner covers college sports for the San Jose Mercury News. John, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.